Coming to you live from the studios. I'll just keep talking because I'll just edit that out. You think it's funny. I've been on an airplane all damn day. I just came in from L.A. I love you people. Working my ass off. Live from the 5280 studios, this is the Weekend Geek Special Report. I've got Christina Bad Hand?
Yes.
Not Nubad Hand. Just Bad Hand.
Just Bad Hand.
Okay. I don't want to make you sound like a Nabisco cookie. So, Christina, as you know, was on our podcast last week, and we promised to give you some more insights into what Christina has going on. So, as per our promise, we get some alone time.
Well, cool.
So, Christina, you just got done with an event. Now, what were you doing at the Beastival? What's your foundation?
Pretty much the Beastival event. I was just there to kind of network with people. Help out Red Team Go, which unfortunately there was a little bit of a table mix-up. We ended up in an area that didn't really get that much traffic, but otherwise it was a great event. I got to wear my Harley costume, was in the Harley costume contest, which was really entertaining. I stole a bat.
You stole a bat?
Yes.
Like a baseball bat or an eat bat?
A baseball bat.
Okay.
There was another Harley behind me, and she had she had all the props. I didn't. Basically, used her bat.
So you took her bat.
Yeah, I know.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty entertaining. But right. It was a great event, all in all.
Where did you place in the Harley contest?
I actually didn't. A lot of the people that kind of placed were family members of others.
So that shut was up.
Kind of a little bit of a bummer. But
a little, oh my.
There was some great Harleys, too. Like, there was these other two Harleys that really should have gotten some recognition because they had, one girl had, like, a bomber jacket and, like, half red hair, half black hair. She had her face all painted up. She looked great. I really thought she should have been in the finals. And that
nepotism.
Was kind of the bummer. But
the
it was
conspiracy
a family show.
Of it all.
Yeah. It was a family show, and the two of the Harleys were younger, so
let's make the little ones. Screw the little ones. Now you are a rather an accomplished cosplayer. I've seen a lot of your stuff. Now, what is your favorite cosplay to do?
X-23 has always been my favorite. That actually was like my first cosplay that I really put my whole heart into.
Okay.
First cosplay I ever did was actually Knives Chow from Scott
from
Pilgrim.
From Scott Pilgrim, which. Yep. Tao actually does look like Knives when she comes dressed up, which is funnier than hell.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, I did that one, and then I did Nariko from Heavenly Sword. And then I did X-23, and X-23 has been the one that I kind of go to a lot because I got the claws made, and she's just always been one of my favorite characters. Wolverine is, like, my favorite superhero ever.
Wow.
So when they came out with a female Wolverine, it was just kind of awesome.
His clone daughter. Yeah, I forget how that story goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, your hand cosplay, I think, is absolutely brilliant based on the
Echo.
Based on the David Mack art. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, Echo was really fun to do last year. I did Danny Moonstar the year before, and I actually had my friend come down, and he did Warpath.
From X-Men, yes.
Which New was Mutants. Actually hilarious, because I was making the costume for him, and I had a seamstress help me, because basically I'm used to making costumes for little old me. This guy was 235 pounds of muscle and 6'3". And he wasn't here to try on anything. So I was like,
fat guy
so
in a little
worried.
Coat.
I was so worried, and he's not fat at all. He's
well,
all,
yeah,
like
all muscle, but that's what he's going to look like. Big guy, little suit. Oh, yeah, that doesn't go well.
Yeah, so, but that actually, the seamstress who helped me, like, I used her serger and everything, and it fit him. It was, like, the night before Denver Comic Con. I was sitting there, like, freaking out, because it's like, I'm waiting for rips. I'm just waiting for rips.
Him to exhale, and there goes that.
No, but he was awesome. He was probably the best Warpath cosplay a lot of people have seen. People still talk about him.
Wow, okay. So you do a lot of your own costuming, or you're a seamstress?
I wouldn't go as far as to call myself a seamstress.
No.
No, I mostly just cosplay for fun.
Okay.
Most of the stuff I do is through comic books and illustration and things like that. I was editor-in-chief for Indigenous Narrative Collective, which is a native-run comic book company.
Mm-hmm.
But we're run kind of digitally since all of our artists are spread out throughout the country. And it just got a little bit much in terms of communication, trying to keep hold on everybody, and then there was some miscommunications about publishing books lately, and it was just a little bit too much for me. So I still will help them out in any way.
Right.
I kind of stepped down from being the editor-in-chief of that area just because of communication.
Sounds like, yeah, a headache waiting to happen.
Yeah, we've got some great artists, though. Like, that's one of the things that made me kind of involved with them is it's all about shedding positive light on Native Americans in comic books and really, like, showcasing the good characters and not focusing so much on the bad. Like, there's the comic book Scalped, which pretty much highlights all of the horrible things about the reservation.
That is, and I mean, that was a brutal series, too.
It is, yeah. And that was one of the things that we kind of fought about from, like, Ink. We wanted to show a better light on that, and I'm still very passionate about that. I'm actually starting up my own company, which is actually called Aya Create. I've got my business partner.
Yes.
Hiding in the corner. but with that, I've actually been working on doing literacy and life skills through comic books on reservations.
Okay.
And I've actually been working on that for the past, like, 2 years because I started out teaching with Pop Culture Classroom.
With Denver Comic Con?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And I help them out whenever I can, and started doing that on the res and a couple of other little areas, like urban areas and stuff, kind of showcasing the native side of things, like urban natives who didn't do very well financially. So that's
right.
One of the classes I'm actually working on in Jeffco. I'm a community liaison, so we're trying to get this class running that's going to be financial literacy through comic books.
Wow. So is there a website that you have established for all of this if somebody wants to, like, donate or, you know, at least keep up with what's going on with it?
Not yet in terms of Aya. That actually, I'm in process of getting grants and all that stuff going. Mm-hmm. My part business, the one that I've actually run by myself for 2 years, is Bad Hand Illustrations. That deals with playing cards, which I had a successful Kickstarter, and I'm still trying to get my cards out to everybody. By the way, that was the biggest project I've ever done. There's definitely a lot of things I learned from that. A lot of mistakes. A lot of things I really wish I had researched before I took that whole thing on.
Kickstarter is quite the animal, I have to admit.
It is, yes. And honestly, that's the one thing I tell everybody is do your research. Like, 'cause I thought I did my research, but it turns out you can do more research even
yes.
though you did your research. So
there's always the stretch goals. So what are the style of playing cards, or how did that go about with your Kickstarter?
So the playing cards are Lakota playing cards. My tribe is Lakota.
Okay.
And so with these playing cards, they're all kind of, the suits are all stories. So there's different, like, deities or, like, folklore.
Right.
And each suit is a different story.
Oh, okay.
And with the cards comes a little packet that tells you about these stories and how to pronounce the names of everything in Lakota.
Wow.
And a lot of people are excited about them.
I'm excited. I want to see them.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people who are expecting them. So I'm, like, trying to get them out to everybody. They've been such a headache. Honestly, I finally found somebody who will take over distributing them after, because honestly I just kind of was like, after 2 years it was kind of like, okay, this project was ridiculous. And on top of all the other stuff I've been doing with Red Team Go and with, like, comic books and
wow
illustrating and then, like, teaching.
Where do you find when do you breathe?
I don't really. not really. I just, like, I've been called crazy multiple times.
And ex-boyfriends don't count.
No, ex-boyfriends have called
okay.
me crazy. It's
That's
mostly
good.
People I meet that are like, you're involved in what and what? And then, like, they try to follow along and they're like, you're crazy. And I'm like, yes. I know this. I know. I'm very ridiculous.
I do have to compliment you on your red wedding t-shirt. That, for Game of Thrones, is quite impressive. I have to admit, I applaud that.
Yes. Exactly.
Now, are you a big reader? Now, you've mentioned comics. What was your first comic? Are you still a collector? Or?
First comic I ever bought was actually a Poison Ivy origin story.
Okay.
And I got it at a gas station. It was wholly inappropriate for the age that I was. It was very sexual. But
sounds like Ivy.
It had gorgeous art. And that's kind of one of the things that inspired me. The first comic I actually read, because I actually was dyslexic and didn't learn how to read until I was 9.
Okay.
And so first comic I actually read was Wolverine. And There's actually a comic where he battles Unchegula, which is a Lakota monster. It's a sea monster. And that's what made me love Wolverine, because I was like, oh my god, he's like awesome, because he speaks Japanese, which I also speak, and then like he is speaking Lakota and he's battling like a monster from my heritage, and this is awesome. So I totally
totally just consumed you.
Yes.
Totally. How many languages do you speak?
I'm getting better at speaking Lakota. Japanese, I'm very rusty, because
nobody speaks it.
Exactly. I don't really have anybody to practice with, so I understand it very well, but when people try to talk to me, I'm like, wait a minute.
Hang on. Go slower.
Exactly. Like, I end up asking them to go slower. But then it's just mostly those two, and then English. And the comics I actually started collecting was ElfQuest.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a big girl comic. I'm not discredit, but all the girls I know love ElfQuest. I don't know what it is.
Oh my gosh. Actually, I out-nerded people at Denver Comic Con, like the second year that it was.
That's
ever,
saying something.
Right? It's because someone had drawn Winnowill on the passes for the Artist Alley.
Uh-huh.
And I was a volunteer at the time at Denver Comic Con. And I saw the pass and I geeked out. I freaked out. I was like, oh my god, Winnowill. I was all excited. And all the people around me were like, who? I was like, Winnowill, like, you know, like, bad guy in ElfQuest, and everybody just kind of blinked at me, and I was like, I out-nerded a bunch of people at Comic-Con. This is, wow.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Embarrassing, but.
No, trust me, there are those moments where you just kind of look at everyone and go, oh, well, I guess I own this one.
Right. It's like, I guess.
Now, are you going to have a class this year for Denver Comic-Con, or because I know they're doing the block for programming and everything else. Are you going to be involved again this year with them, or have a class or panel?
Well, I'll most likely be involved in the panels with Ink still.
Okay.
Because I love helping them out in any way I can.
Of course.
And then I'm kind of debating. I was offered like a chance to kind of have like maybe a free table to kind of broadcast our business. So like we wouldn't actually sell anything, but we would like
community table
exactly. So I'm looking at my kind of options there, what exactly I want to do in terms of debuting the business and everything.
And you do have the opportunity to be cosplaying, I'm sure, as well, so you
don't
want
to miss. Which I am, actually. I'm going to be Silk from Spider-Man.
Oh.
And then Raph is actually going to be Spider-Man, his own design.
Nice Raph.
Yes. And then I'm going to be DC Nation Wonder Woman. So
okay.
The really cool animated version with the shorts and the athletic socks.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly Mistress Death, because I've been trying to do that for the longest time. But I'm not entirely sure if I have the time to do that one.
I don't even know if you'd have time to change into the costume.
Well, different days. Different character for different days.
Okay.
It's actually, I did a mock-up version of Death a few years ago. And I just had like a leather hoodie and corset, and then I painted like my skin all white and did it from like the Deadpool video game.
Right.
With the Deadpool movie coming out, I really would love to actually cosplay her from the video game and actually get like the corset down and like the straps and her like dress and everything. We'll just see how that goes.
We'll see how that goes. Although the Silk costume, I mean, that's an undertaking. I mean, she's relatively new on the scene. She's only been around about a year now.
Yeah.
Her and Spider-Gwen.
Stacy, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited about that costume. I'm going to do her web costume.
Wow.
I'm excited.
That one's a little bit more intricate than just the regular one.
Yeah.
How are you doing the webbing?
My secret.
Oh. Secret. Yes. We like secrets here.
My secret, but I've got some good ideas for it, so that one I'm actually really excited about, is getting that one done.
Okay.
That's a definite, and then like the Wonder Woman one is too easy. It's just.
That's too easy.
It is. It's really easy. All I have to do is like red shirt and like shorts and athletic socks. I already have the boots, and then I just need like hoop earrings.
And it's the big hoops. The big hoops never go out of style.
Exactly.
Never.
But yeah, that's. But the one I really would love to do is Mistress Death, and I'm excited about Silk.
Is that your ultimate cosplay? Or if you could do no budget.
No budget
sure.
for ultimate cosplay? I would sure. actually love to be a gargoyle.
A gargoyle? Like out of the cartoon gargoyles?
Yeah. Like I've always wanted to do Demona.
See, that would be kind of like badass.
That would be like a huge undertaking. And that would be like my ultimate costume. that I would love to do.
So with the Demona costume, did you watch the cartoon at all? Or
I watched the cartoon. I read the comics. One of the things I loved about Gargoyles is actually Lisa Mazza is a native character.
Okay.
She's Hopi and Black, and again, being a little native girl growing up reading comic books, there weren't very many people like me that were kind of could look up to. And Lisa Mazza was just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
She's this female cop, and she's got all this supernatural stuff going on, and she was just cool. And then I found out she was Hopi, and I was like, oh my God, she's native. Got all excited.
Yes. How many tribes are left? I mean, my American history is a little fuzzy. I mean, put me in Europe, I'm golden, but my American history is a little fuzzy. How many tribes are there left?
Documented, there's about 566, I believe.
Okay.
And that's federally recognized. There are terminated, and then there's also not federally recognized tribes.
Wow.
So there are tribes that are so small that they're only one family. They're not registered at all.
Wow.
That's a whole nother thing, because we're the only people in the world that have a number to identify that we're actually native.
Okay.
We have these things called tribal ID numbers, mm-hmm. and blood quantum. And to get any kind of scholarship or any kind of benefit from the government, I know everybody thinks that you're Native American, so the government's going to pay your whole ride to school.
No.
Not really how that works. Based on the tribe and everything, there's tribal ID numbers, and you have to have a certain amount of blood to qualify to be part of that
tribe. They're very, very particular about it.
Yes, and it's interesting and frustrating because, as I mentioned, I'm a community liaison, so for the Native community in Jeffco, I'm trying to do all these 506 forms for our grant, and nobody has tribal ID numbers, so it's very difficult.
They just show up, they have the addresses, you're like, oh, you must be part of the tribe. Okay, done.
Yeah, it's more the kids, we have a kid that has six different tribes.
Six?
And because she doesn't have the enough blood,
right.
She technically isn't Native on paper, even though she's full blood.
Wow.
So that's one of the frustrating trials of being Native. Because it's if you don't have that tribal ID number, a lot of people don't believe you or you can't prove it. So we're the only people that have to prove that we're actually what we
prove
say we are.
Prove who we are.
Exactly.
Italy would be so screwed right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy in the news of people saying that they're Native and then finding out that they're really not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's caused all kinds of problems and drama. And
wow.
Yeah. It's interesting.
All right. So now if you could design your own hero comic book, what would it be?
Part of what I've actually been working on is Indigenous-inspired fairy tales.
Ooh, okay.
So I actually came out with Cowie last year for Denver Comic Con. That was a bit crazy because we were planning to release Code Talkers and didn't have it on the deadline mm-hmm. the way we wanted it to. So I had about 2.5 weeks to draw a 27-page comic.
Wow.
And that was crazy. I'm never doing that again.
You just made Dr. Zhivago twitch over there.
I peed a little bit.
Yeah, it was crazy. I had lots of help with the inking because, again, I had it all inked, colored, lettered, and ready to go by Denver Comic Con, and it got printed. And
holy crap.
Been sold for a little bit, but kind of bugs me because I had this whole other idea in my head of direction for it to go. And we just needed to have something to premiere, so that's what ended up being premiered. I'm actually re-releasing the graphic novel version this next Denver Comic Con.
Okay.
Which is more the direction I was planning for it to go. I'm cleaning up the artwork a lot more. It's going to be more hardcover. It's the complete story, and it's Cowie's A Polynesian Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
So then after that, what I'm working on now is actually Kupun. It's an Inuit Little Mermaid.
Wow.
Those are my superheroes. They're I've always had this thing for fairy tales. So.
Nothing wrong with fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
So what fairy tale needs to be a movie then? That they haven't done? Well, okay, besides Sleeping Beauty and all the rest of them.
I'm extremely excited for Guillermo del Toro's Beauty and the Beast.
I have to admit, I am too.
That's going to be awesome. I'm really excited about that. I've always loved Beauty and the Beast.
And Del Toro is just so visual and just, mm-hmm. I mean, what he brings to the
and
table.
His monsters are
great.
Just awesome.
The creature with the eyes on the hands and, oh.
Pale Man actually gave me nightmares.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's the scream. The way it looked wasn't too bad, but its scream sounded like babies. With the, yeah. It was like screaming babies in pain. It freaked me out. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I was like, yeah. But I loved the fawn in Pan's Labyrinth. The fawn. I actually drew the fawn like multiple times in high school because of that. I was like, he's just too cool.
Got addicted to it.
Yes, exactly.
So now if someone wanted to follow you or keep up with what's going on, Facebook, Twitter, how do they do that?
They can find me at Bad Hand Illustrations on Facebook. I also have a website, which is badhandillustrations.com.
Okay.
And that's also where you can actually get the cards.
So the cards are still available?
Yes.
Okay.
Like I mentioned, my main priority has been getting them out to people, which has been crazy. But I do have, like, I am taking back orders for when all the Kickstarters go out. I have, like, a secret prize for everybody that did the Kickstarter because it took me so long and because I had so many bumps in the road.
That's nice.
And then I am taking back orders for people who want to order the cards, and I actually have somebody who's managing that for me, so they actually know what they're doing a little better than I did. And
here, I'm busy. Do this.
Exactly. I'm like, I will draw and send it your way so that I don't get overwhelmed like I did with the first attempt at the crazy Kickstarter.
Wow. All right.
But yeah, Bad Hand Illustrations, that's where you can find the cards. It's also where you can find my personal information for like my own artwork. And then Aya is going to have its own website coming up pretty soon here.
And that'll be at Denver Comic Con. You'll premiere that?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, you think so? You'll probably get it done.
Yeah, that's the plan. Usually if I plan for it, it'll happen. Just eventually down the road.
When I have a free moment. What's up next for you? Anything up and coming event or anything?
March is going to be kind of crazy. I'm going to be in Dink.
Okay, so you're with Dan and Jeff and all of the founding members of Denver Comic Con?
Yeah, which actually at Dink, that's actually where I'm planning to premiere Aya.
Ooh, okay.
So that's the tentative plan is we've got the logo working. I've been like talking to people, so I'm hoping to have like stickers or something to kind of preliminary, like come check us out at Denver Comic Con type of idea.
Nice.
And I'll have like a full booth there. And then the week before, I'm actually part of an Indigenous women's art show, which is March 17th. It's called Her Many Voices. There's a bunch of Native women who are really phenomenal artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm lucky to be kind of considered part of them. So
you are female, and I've seen your art, so I think it's a good fit.
Thank you. But it's that one's at Auraria Campus, and it's like a fundraiser art show event.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. Well, throw it up. We'll make sure we link it so that everybody knows.
Okay.
Christina, thank you very much for sitting in with us, and I will let you get out of here.
Awesome. Thank you.